Year after year, one of the most consistent items on my Do Something list is to have fun with fashion. Exploring my personal style has added more joy to my everyday life and helped me feel more like myself on the regular. However, I have found that there are some brands I would love to explore more, but they are out of my typical price range. Or there's the it item that I would love to try out, but without the commitment of keeping it. Enter Armoire. With a clothing rental membership from Armoire, you can build the perfect wardrobe with brands that are high quality, unique, and recommended just for you. All you have to do is take a 5-minute style quiz and select items from your dynamic, personalized closet. The styles show up at your door in as little as 2 days. Then, when you're ready for new clothes, just swap them out for more new-to-you styles. I just did my quiz and have selected a few dresses for the summer from Boden, one of my favorite brands that I can't typically afford. And I also got a double-breasted black blazer from a new-to-me designer, a classic item that I have been on the hunt for but too scared to commit to until I know it's the one. For you expecting mamas, for those who are working, or those who are style-obsessed, who want to switch out your wardrobe with quality pieces without the designer prices, check out this woman-owned company that has your style and your sustainability in mind. Right now, my listeners can give Armoire a try and get up to 50% off their first month. That's up to $125 off. Just visit armoire.style/progress. That's armoire.style, armoire.style/progress to get up to 50% off your first month and never worry about what to wear again. Try Armoire today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Are you ready for a growth spurt? Well, I've got one for you today. 1 to 2 times a month, I'll give you a short message that I am calling a growth spurt that will help you narrow in on our focus of the month in ways that are bite-sized and super applicable right away. So let's jump on in. Hey, I hope you've been loving this month's theme, creativity. It really is one of my favorite things to learn and talk about. And I would love to know what you have been learning from this month and how you've been working on your own creativity because of it. And teach us what creativity can look like and how you've been exploring that in yourself. You can do that by sending in your own voice bite to our Dear Progressor episode that I release in the last episode of the month. So you can go to aboutprogress.com/beontheshow to learn how, and it's super easy to do. I would love to hear from you. Throughout June, to celebrate my birthday, we're also doing a giveaway each week and selecting from that week's ratings and reviews from Apple Podcasts and iTunes and doing a gift. And at the end of the month, we're going to do a big one. So let's share who are the winners from our first 3 weeks. I was already able to announce some of these on Instagram, but for the last 3 weeks, our winners are Miss Shelby Ann, B Bankhead, and Draw Justine Draw. Thank you so much for those wonderful reviews. If you haven't left me a rating or a review, hey, I would be so grateful if you could do that. It really means a lot to us as podcasters. And to give you a little bit of insight here, if even 1% of the people who have listened to the show left reviews, we would have over 8,000 reviews. 8,000. And right now, as I'm recording this, we're approaching 600. So this is where I tell you it matters so much. So thank you for doing that. And before we jump into today's topic, I also want to remind you to register for my free class on podcasting or to share the word with people who are interested in podcasting. It is called 3 Things You Must Know to Start Your Podcast, and I have linked it for you. There are 3 different times that you can sign up for, and that's at aboutprogress.com/free. class, aboutprogress.com/free class. Thank you so much for supporting me and for sharing about this resource. For those of you who know, people have been really thinking about podcasting but haven't taken the leap yet. I want to help them. The more the merrier. Today, we're going to talk about a hurdle I think a lot of us have to, well, anything productivity-wise, creativity-wise, self-development, personal growth, anything there. But this is with the lens of creativity, since that is our theme this month. And here is the hurdle. It's a belief we have about ourselves that we are lazy. A lot of you might have heard yourself say this, or maybe you've heard others say it too, when you're talking about either something someone has done or that you wanted to do. Like maybe you think about, oh, wouldn't it be so cool to hike, or wouldn't it be so neat to be good at organizing? Or I've always thought about painting, but then I need to go to this class and do that thing. I've always thought about podcasting, but they don't take so much work. And then you immediately discount it, this draw you have to doing this thing, and you discount yourself by saying, I am just lazy. I am lazy, so I can't do that. I just don't do those things because I'm lazy. Oh, you are not lazy. You are not lazy. And here's what I'm going to tell you about this. It makes me mad. It makes me mad when I hear people say that, or when I say it to myself, because honestly, let's just level. Let's just do some tough love here. That's an excuse. It's an excuse. You are not lazy. It's that you have not prioritized that thing. There's a whole lot of things, right? You have not prioritized it. Maybe you don't want it enough, or maybe you want it so much you're terrified of not being good at it. Or you only think about all the things that would get in the way of you doing that thing, even your priorities, maybe your family, your responsibilities for them, your job, anything like that, that you are saying, well, I can't do that because those things are in the way. And so now I'm just going to say, well, I'm too lazy, because you really know how much more work it's going to take. So that's kind of my tough love for you. You are not lazy. Those things are getting in your way. This kind of goes with a growth spurt I had a few months ago about underachieving perfectionists. I think most perfectionists are the underachieving kind. And one way that we excuse ourselves from our underachieving personalities is by limiting what people expect from us and what we expect from ourselves by defining ourselves as lazy. That way, nobody's disappointed when we don't follow through with something, or we don't show up somewhere, or we don't do what we say we will do, because they know that you say you're lazy. This is how you excuse yourself from doing those things. But honestly, I just think it's a terrible cycle. It's a terrible way of viewing yourself. And it's not compassionate either. It's a way for yourself to give a pass to not doing something, but also kind of beat yourself on the side of the head for not doing it. So when you find yourself thinking or saying, I am just lazy, or I am lazy, or I am too lazy, any of those variations, I want you to take a step back and think, am I lazy? Or is there something deeper going on here? I guarantee 10 times out of 10, there is something deeper going on here. I want you to think about, if that's the case for you, what is really going on? Is it fear? Do you have a hard time wrapping your head around probably failing your way to the top? Do you excuse yourself from the work because you don't think you have it in you, or the energy? You don't believe in yourself enough. Or maybe you really just, it's not that emotional. It's just you don't really want it that bad. And that's okay. If that's the truth, own that about yourself. That good for her, not for me. Like, that doesn't matter to me as much as it does to her, to him. And so because of that, I can cheer them on, but no, that's not for me. I think this is something that we need to work on. Not that we all need to go after everything that pops in our head and do it at full throttle. Not that we need to ignore our responsibilities and jump the ship of our lives that we are on right now because of the hardness that's there. No, it's that we need to take stock of where our priorities lie and what we're missing and what we're drawn to. What in your life are you thinking about wanting to try? What in your life do you have that feeling, I wish I could do that, or I'd like to try that, and wow, that's so incredible? And how have you excused yourself from doing so by labeling yourself as lazy? And then let's think about what you can do to get past that. I hope that you can get past it, because it doesn't feel good to call yourself lazy. It doesn't feel good to know that you are ignoring a call to your heart to create or do something. And it's just not the way to live. So I hope this is helpful for you. This is totally off the cuff. I have approximately zero notes in my outline for this. But it's just something I needed to get on a soapbox for a moment. And this is what I want to leave you with. You are not lazy. You're not. And I know that if there is something you have had the call to do, the pull, the push, and you've ignored it because of the fear, which I think is mostly what goes on when we call ourselves lazy, I'm going to tell you for you, you are not lazy. And you can do this. If you care for it enough that you are afraid of not doing it, care for it even more than the fear. You just need to care a little more than the fear you have in order to move forward. Does that make sense? I mean, you can think of this as a ladder. There's different steps to this ladder. And your commitment to this thing you want to try just has to be one step above the fear or the excuses or the I am lazy definition in order to move forward. I have to tell you guys, I am never not afraid when I try something new. And I want to tell myself I'm just too lazy. But I know that if I feel the regret, like our guest said earlier this month, Ash May, that it will hurt me more to not try something I feel called to do than it will to have tried it and it not go so well. And that's what I hold on to. And that is what pushes me through those moments where I wish I could just resort to the laziness excuse. You are not lazy. That's it for today, folks. I hope you liked it. And remember, as you move forward in your life, that life is about progress, not perfection.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.